captains in captivity. She came to see him in the safe house to interface without biography or autobiography. I am, she told him, the only one here who cares whether you continue to live. I care, he said, but it was formulaic, his propensity not a precondition. The ground beneath his feet smelled of everything other men's feet had ever ground into it. It was blank for all horrors, all aftermaths. A fly dazzled in a sunbeam through the window pane. Like water, he seemed to say, and she agreed with him. I would like water, he repeated. She pretended not to hear him, because that was the sort of slippage that could save him, and suddenly she was not against it. He could continue to live if he could continue to mean himself or anything as poorly as he had just then.